Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. in the building. With me, I got Emmanuel.
Yo, what's up? You know, we good.
I got Cam.
Yeah.
And I got a very, very special guest with us today. You've seen him on All Def Digital. You've seen his shows, Dad Jokes. You've seen Great Taste. He's a great comedian, producer. We got Patrick Cloud in the building.
Yo,
what's up, brother? How you doing?
What's going on?
Man, glad to have you in here, man.
Thank you. Highest voice in the room by far. Not even close. You guys did all your intros. I was like, you guys
got
what
it
bass.
Is. You know when we try to do what we
know,
do.
Jesus.
Thank you for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me. This is insane.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Of course.
For dad jokes.
Okay.
What is the greatest joke you've heard thus far?
Besides everything the dorm team did, but
you guys,
honestly, I feel like I got a pretty damn good.
No, you're, was it the ham?
The ham.
That's so
come on.
It was something
that's the greatest.
On,
it's not the greatest.
I ain't gonna say good.
It's not the greatest. What did the fat girl say to the pig? The ham.
Like,
come on, that's
not the greatest. Got one of the greatest.
Always
one.
Crazy.
Cam got one of the greatest ones with TLC. Why didn't T-Boss and TLC exfoliate her face? Because she ain't want no scrubs.
Come on,
that's a solid
delivery. Definitely,
that's a solid.
I think the definitely when I was on camera, the best one I've ever heard was why are black people so tall?
Why?
Because they're Negroes.
Come on. That's solid. That's good.
I tried my hardest to keep that in, and I lost it.
That's good.
That was from Kev on stage. That was good.
Shout out to Kev.
Shout out to Kev.
There's no fat on it.
We're just going to jump into this real quick. R.I.P. Pop Smoke. Died earlier last week.
Yeah, I think it was right after, like, the next day.
I think it was the next day. 20 years old, man. So it's like,
20.
You know, and I don't know. You know, I don't be knowing what be going on behind the scenes and shit. But it just ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't have to kill him.
I wonder if the statistics of rapper dying,
yeah,
like, have gone up. Rapper deaths over the course of a year. I feel like there's been like
a lot
three
of,
or four a year.
Definitely. I mean, Nipsey was killed. X was killed.
And then, well, Juice WRLD, that was
it's
a
either
situation.
A drug overdose
Juice
or killing.
Are you counting those?
I guess you kind of got tragic deaths.
There has been
in
a lot.
I don't know
if it was like that in the 90s. It seemed like there were few and far between.
Yeah. Like when Biggie and Pac thing, that was a shocking thing. Now it kind of feels like a regular school shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know too much about. I knew that he was up and coming and stuff like that. But you don't want to hear news like that.
He had a great sound. It was really the most disappointing thing was that he actually had like a really genuine New York sound.
Yeah, he did.
And the problem that people are having with New York hip hop is a lot of musicians are going down to Atlanta to make it because New York DJs aren't breaking new artists.
Yeah.
So that's how Nicki got big.
Yeah,
that's how
Atlanta
stays
circulating new artists. Right. Like that's crazy how
it's
Atlanta
weird
does
that. No
it.
One's caught up by now. It's like Atlanta's been running shit for like the last
10, 15. Yeah,
I think it's solidified
ever since
now. They're keeping it.
No, Atlanta.
I don't think it's going anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't think it was like not going back to West Coast.
We're in the internet age right now, right? Like everything blows up on the internet, so it's like why does it need to switch cities? You know, the need for the industry to blow up anywhere else outside of Atlanta?
I don't know. It seems
Atlanta.
Like those DJs, those local DJs.
Yeah.
Blowing up the artists?
Yeah.
But then also, like Cam said a long time ago, Atlanta artists support Atlanta artists a lot.
They support. Like, they truly support each other, where New York is kind of separate. Everyone want to be the king. Atlanta's like, hey, you come on, come to the studio.
When Southern I went to Atlanta, they played no major artists on the radio. Like, I learned about many people. Yes. I was just writing down stuff like Lil Young. Who is this?
Atlanta's a place where you go to the club and you like you think you're gonna hear artists. You know, you like who's this guy? I'm like, that's Craig from up the street.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what?
Yeah. Like, who's that? He's like, oh, that's me. Like, that's you.
Yeah, that's the security up front.
When we lived in Atlanta, I didn't appreciate that as much. Because I would turn on the radio, like, after a while, I'd be like, who are these niggas on the radio?
Play T.I.
But as we left and coming here, and when you just hear top 40 on the radio consistently, it's like, Jesus Christ, can I hear somebody new in this world?
Because it's like, there's certain cities, like, we're just like, I think I blame L.A. for this. L.A. is kind of just like, all right, who's hot? We need to know who's hot, and then we'll listen to them.
Yeah.
It's like an elitist type of thing. And then for Atlanta, it's like, it's such a homegrown culture. Really, the South, too, because Charlotte's starting to act like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Houston's always been like that. Yeah. Texas has been dope like this.
So. I love going to New York and listening to the radio.
Really? Because
they have good radio there. They'll play a lot of their artists.
Caribbean,
as well.
Too. And
I love New York radio.
A lot of different stuff. All right, Emmanuel's telling us about some grown man stuff this morning about an ingrown hair situation. We've all been there.
It's in a place where I thought I would have had an STD if I didn't know any better. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And this is the worst sensation I felt in a while.
Ingrown hair is
like,
not fun.
It's like it right on my goddamn like crotch.
Like, okay, so.
And it's just like, I woke up one morning, it was a little bubble.
Yeah, a little bubble.
And I'm looking at it, and I touch it, and I go, ooh.
Ooh.
You sore.
Like, there's nothing in my girl. She's like, ooh, let me pop it.
What is up with the fascination in popping
and
shit?
And I'm just like,
I hate that. I hate those
it's
videos.
It's weird. Why? She wants to see the pus or something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So that was just, you know, a part of my weekend.
They want to see you squirm.
She's trying to take your manhood.
Right,
Don't let her do that.
Don't let her play with my booty. Don't let her
play.
Pop my...
What is play?
What do you mean?
You know, just.
Well, yeah, that's a. Isn't that a gimmick?
You like,
Did you try it? Was it trial and error?
Like, listen, I don't know what you did with the other hand.
You know, playing with my booty. Let's cross that out.
Those spirit fingers. He does spirit fingers.
Very right, specific.
You know, hands start creeping to your ass. Yeah. And you're like, hey, fuck out back there. But, that was just a start.
So it's just uncomfortable, I guess. Yeah, because it's just not, I've had it right where I tie my belt.
Exactly. That's where waistline right there.
Your boxer waistline.
Oh, your boxer waistline.
I didn't even shave.
Whack. Okay.
Like now, I'm like all natural.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
And there's this one bump that is just
killing
me.
You bearded down below.
You
hibernated for the winter.
I'm hibernating for the winter.
But you knew what it was right away. It wasn't like a scare.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I woke up and, you know, right now, what's big is the coronavirus. So I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Right.
For a quick second.
Yeah,
but then I was like, look at it. And I was like,
can you get corona on
you?
Those are the shit that you can never take back from Google.
You go to WebMD.
Like a pubic coronavirus.
The pubic corona.
You went to WebMD, looked at all the symptoms.
Even your Google was like, what?
But what the fuck are you talking about? but in an effort to, you know, clean up my diet as well, I decided to go on a potato fast.
All right, I'm going to put a pin in that right quick.
All right.
Oh, what?
Here's the thing.
No, I know.
I fully support this.
Potatoes are versatile. Okay. They're most versatile vegetable ever.
Potatoes will hold you down in whatever situation. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, so you mean a potato fast, like only potatoes. You're only eating
potatoes. Only eating potatoes for a week.
This is interesting. Where'd you get
this fast? I thought you meant no more potatoes.
No, only potatoes.
Yeah, now we're back on track.
It's so funny how he got more scared. Hold on. You giving up potatoes over only eating potatoes?
When I think of potato fast, I think of like Ireland in the 1700s.
Games of New York.
How did we get here?
That's hilarious.
That's funny. So what made you do the potato fan?
One, I just wanted to switch up my diet, and I do think the ingrown hair played a part of it, you know.
Why do we get so scared? We get so scared.
I just want to, you know, it's health, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard of this fast.
No, I've never heard this fast.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a new thing where, you know, all this shit is just getting annoying, man. You got the
it's a war on
all
health.
Meat diet, you got the all vegetarian, you got the... And so this potato one's supposedly supposed to flush out your system, really, because potato is nothing but just nutrients.
Starch.
Starch. Mm-hmm. But it's good starch. It's supposed to flush you out. It's supposed to...
Really?
Blase.
So for dinner, it's like a fat-ass potato on the plate?
Let me be honest with you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm doing this with my girl. Okay, who's a healthy person?
She started this.
I told her. She said she wanted to do something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, I did hear Kevin Smith, who is a director, comic book nerd guy, did you know those movies,
Silent Bob.
There you go. So he had a heart attack, and
recently,
this is maybe last year or so, you know, he had to change his diet up. It was high cholesterol, all the shit, and the doctor told him to try this new potato fats. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's not fun, okay? Because what you love about potatoes and what you'll end up learning is that it's not that you love potatoes. Yeah. You love everything around it. You love it deep
sour
fried.
Cream.
Oh, yeah.
You like
fried,
the sour
tater
cream.
Tots,
butter.
You like tater tots, butter, ketchup, all that shit.
Hash brown.
When you take all of that away.
It's just a potato.
What, are you just eating potatoes like apples?
Just potato. Literally. Not raw potatoes. Bake it. Literally, you just bake potatoes plain, or you could, you know, I don't know, boil it, and then you just eat it.
That sounds like some caveman.
Oil.
Now
can't
it sounds like
no
Ireland.
Oil.
In the 17th
not even healthy oil.
For real,
not even healthy oil.
Black death.
Not even healthy oil. What'd you have? Not even healthy oil.
No oil. Nothing. Just straight potato and water.
That's butter. No nothing.
What? It really is like
this sounds like war food.
No butter. Nothing. And basically, it's like an elimination diet. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you have like your skin is kind of, you know, breaking out or whatever problems you have. You know, you eliminate everything in your diet except for one thing. And as you start clearing up, or you start feeling better, whatever, you slowly start bringing back things into your diet. And it's supposed
this
to, like,
interesting.
You know,
I've
really
never heard of this.
It's a potato.
Yeah, it's supposed to be dope. I'll see. I'm
so
testing
three times.
Potatoes.
I'm going to start going
this week.
What type of potato?
I got potatoes in my
what type
book
of potato?
Bag. You can only do white
that's
potato.
That's hilarious.
Or rustic potato.
I have to see this.
You got potatoes in your book bag?
That's a cheap diet.
You can't tell us you got potatoes in your book bag and not go get your book bag. Who just has potatoes?
He just comes home for dinner like, honey, I'm home. Just potatoes.
All the kids come running.
That's a cheat.
I forgot it's in the car. I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
That's a cheat. Hot potatoes
in the car. Them shit's in
there boiling. Tupperware. It's just, fuck.
You didn't close the door. Close the door.
Keep pushing that.
Yeah. Okay.
At least four more questions. Yeah.
You'll need even more.
There you go.
So that was kind of like the start of my weekend. It's like, all right, I got to start this prep.
You started this Friday. You started this for like,
I'm starting this today.
Okay,
the first day, actually.
All right,
I'm going
to hold you accountable. Don't try to come to our house and cheat.
I'm trying to.
What if it helps your hair growth? Will you keep doing it?
Oh my God. He comes in with like full locks.
And now he's going to have a little plant.
Okay, hold on.
No.
If they say six months, okay. If you only ate this diet, your hair will fully grow back. Would you do it?
6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to grow dreads like you.
No, what's the plan? Like, how, you.
Real quick, do any of you drive a Honda?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Oh. Thanks,
Hannah.
There's an illegal car outside.
Oh, illegally parked.
Right.
From Mexico.
It's an illegal car. If the car is illegal, we got a problem. But what you saying?
Yeah, 6 months. He asked you 6 months. He said, what's your plan if you was to do that?
Well, no, what's your plan? Like, how long do you plan on
doing
it now?
I
just plan on doing potato fast for a week right now.
Okay.
I might do 2 weeks depending on how I feel.
Awful.
But yeah, it's gonna be tough.
That's gonna be interesting.
But if I could grow my hair back, I would definitely do that with potato fat, and then I'd find some way to try to like capitalize off that.
Oh, like yeah.
I found the cure.
You'd be the potato man.
I'll just be promoting that online.
So nothing else.
Nothing. Potatoes, water,
and you guys. So you guys throwing stuff out of your kitchen now?
You said what?
So you are like, are you like taking stuff out of your kitchen? So there's
nothing.
No.
We're not going that far. I still keep some shit like.
If you found that cure, Bosley would try to assassinate you.
Oh yeah. They're trying to take me out. Major Corp.
Oh yeah. Major
he Corp. Found
okay.
his hand and all that.
He
they're trying
his
to kill you.
He's like, him out. He's using potatoes.
Murder this Negro.
Bald assassins.
Right. Do you know the stock for potatoes would go through the roof if you came out that it grew your hair? Bald men would be in grocery stores everywhere.
Potato farmers would be like, it's happening.
And every
smiling on the news talking about, yeah, I, you know, I
every naysayer that's bald, gonna maybe, you know, down it in public. They're gonna buy some potatoes.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna buy, yeah, they're gonna try. They're gonna buy some potatoes.
I have a question. I've always wondered this. How are we still dropping new diets? Like brand new diets, like, are still coming out.
Right.
But we're working with the same foods. Ain't no new foods dropped.
That's interesting. I feel like the food corporations have some type of deal with advertising companies where, like, we'll promote your product in such and such year, and you'll become the new, like, kale.
Yeah.
Wait, I never heard people talk as much about kale.
It literally blew
until
up.
About 2013.
Yeah.
It blew up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like there's kale always going to be another product.
Only kale we knew was with Kenan.
Right, right. Avocados blew up. Now everybody's eating avocados.
Brussels sprouts came out of nowhere. Everyone loves Brussels sprouts now.
So it's becoming
and
like
quinoa.
Music. You know what I'm saying? It makes a comeback. You know what I'm saying? Like, you infuse the Brussels sprouts with a little bit of 808s.
I just read there's a company in Chicago that's about to go on another war on meats with a. They got another plant-based meat that's not impossible, not beyond. Now it's another one that
new,
about to,
new
I
dude
said, oh,
on
shit.
The scene.
So it's like, it's like they're taking over the block. Like, it's like, oh no, nah, we got infinity. This the infinity block over here. This the beyond block. We got our own corner over here.
It's just like, man, this neighborhood's changing. These fake meats moving in.
You go to the grocery store. The real burger's like, come on, man.
Bro.
Like, come on.
You go to the grocery store, they say, man, these houses are getting gentrified.
This is some bullshit.
Fake meat is gentrifying our communities.
That's crazy,
our
man.
Meaty community.
The meaty community.
I don't get it. The last diet before this one was the paleo.
Paleo. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, then, all meat or something like that.
Yeah, it was like, this is what cavemen eat. I was like, cavemen.
That's so funny how they find excuses for each thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Whatever it is, you know, now they're saying greens, that grass. We talked about this on a podcast before.
Oh,
that
the green.
Plant screen.
I did. I read
Did you see about that? Right?
Yeah.
Like,
vegans lost their minds.
Yeah. Hey, fuck the plants. I got
vegans are jumping off buildings.
Y'all violent too.
Gotta eat.
The thought of a turnip, like, is hilarious.
Dog, just screaming his ass off.
Oh, shit. Grab a carrot by the hair.
That's the real VeggieTales.
My dreads.
My dreads.
Carrots got dreads.
Carrots are black. They got dreads.
Carrots got green dreads, bro.
Green dreads.
Fucking carrots are a rapper out of Miami with these green dreads.
Orange and green, too? Oh, yeah.
Broccoli got naps.
Broccoli naps.
Broccoli got nappy hair.
They using Murray's and
Broccoli's
got naps.
Broccoli is black. Broccoli and carrots, they out here killing it.
One last thing to finish up my dumbass weekend. So, Wilder Fury.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have seen Wilder Fury.
Yes.
Okay, so.
I saw pieces of it, but I seen the last, like, the knockout and stuff. Like,
okay, so I'm at the crib. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm at the crib. Me and Chaz, you know, Chaz likes watching boxing a lot. So, I hit him, I knock on his door, like, yo, come watch the match. I got it up. I found an illegal way to stream it. I don't know if I can say it.
You already said it. So.
Fuck it. This is my last day on the podcast. I invite him out. From my computer, I put it on the screen.
You invite him out to the living room?
Invite him out to the living room, yes. So,
Jazz in his house.
We're in the same house. I invited him out to the living room.
Did you also provide him with a potato?
For entertainment? Starts today.
Okay.
Starts today.
Yeah.
So we're watching a fight, enjoying it. And by the end of it, we're watching it, and it said it was a draw. And we're like, what the fuck? Again? This happens again? And so next day, I wake up in the morning. I turn around. I'm like, our dumbasses watched the first fight again. It was a repeat of the first fight.
That is hilarious.
I wake up in the morning. I turn on ESPN. I'm like, let me see what the people are talking about. I'm watching. I'm like,
I missed
the first two
quarters. Yo, that story ended so much better than
I missed the first two rounds. I'm like, maybe they show highlights from the first two rounds. I'm like, okay, I don't remember this. And then it said, Tyson Fury wins. I'm like, hold on. I thought it was. And then I stopped. I was like, We watched the same fight
again.
That's
some old shit. That's old as fuck.
I know he's talking about me and him. What you know.
I'm talking about me and him are going back and forth. Yeah, man, he ain't do this last time. It's the same exact fight.
That
we watched
is
the,
so
So
funny.
Obviously, y'all don't watch boxing. Yeah, y'all didn't even know it was the same fight.
I watched
so
the first funny. Fight, and I remember
that
when
they
tied.
There was nothing that reminded you that this wasn't.
Bro, I said to him,
how
like,
would
in,
you
the,
know,
in the last quarter, yeah. In the last, what is it called?
Round.
I don't watch boxing.
Yeah.
In the last round, I told him, I was like, if this ends in a tie again, I'm going to be mad.
But they don't have
a time like again. And he was like,
nobody
I know,
said
right?
a date on it. Nobody said
that's
anything.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing current going on in the background.
Nothing. Nothing.
Like, no, there were no recent couples. Outside.
John Singleton wasn't in the
together
crowd.
No more.
Right.
John Singleton wasn't there.
Ain't no, ain't no new shit at the MGM.
I didn't see shit.
I'm no banners.
No topical. Nothing.
Am I wrong? The first one took place in the UK, right?
I'm that part. I'm not sure. Yeah, I didn't watch the first one.
But yeah, I was just dying. I was watching ESPN. I'm like, and then Chaz, I saw Chaz this morning, and he talking about, hey, I think we watched, because I didn't talk to him since.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I think we watched the wrong fight. I was like, I know, we some dumbass niggas. Like, what the fuck? Oh, none of us knew. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I seen the highlights, and it was a knockout from
Fury.
And also, I kept seeing a picture of him licking blood going around.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
So needless to say, when his girl's on her period, doesn't matter to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, doesn't. Yeah, yeah. No,
I never thought about that.
No, doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
You think so?
No, he running red lights all day.
I mean, he's a gypsy. He literally is a gypsy. So I think he's down for whatever.
What makes it so worse?
You didn't know that? He calls himself the Gypsy King.
So he likes a big ass gypsy.
But is that right?
He has a traveling home.
He's like Snatch.
Yeah, he lives like that.
Brad Pitt and Snatch.
Oh, so he doesn't like live anywhere.
No. He just travels around Europe.
In boxes.
What makes it so bad? His body is so bad.
His body
compared
bad. He's shaped
Dante.
Like a potatoes, Emmanuel.
He's shaped like Jay Wilder.
Huh? And he just stay winning.
He do stay winning. Like, honestly, he looks out of shape. He looks,
like
but I know he's not. I know he's not.
But that's what makes him so likable.
Yeah,
that's what makes
normal.
Him endearing. Is yeah. Like, yo, this dude is just a normal. Looks like he drinks beers
head.
At the crib most of the day,
yeah.
And goes to work, and now he's whooping this
like,
guy's
he's
ass.
He's not like he doesn't have gypsy heritage, does he? Does he just move like a gypsy?
I'm not sure, but he represents that gypsy life hard. I don't know if his heritage is based on that, but he does.
He might have been licking the blood for magic or something.
That's
so
God.
That's hilarious.
You know, gypsy's a derogatory term. Did you guys know that?
Is it?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know what's a
so
bad
what,
or good.
What do you,
what do you say?
Because
move
they were, I think they were like relocated from
sovereign citizens.
Squatters. And so they were just like, those gypsies. And they couldn't get jobs. That's why they got like, why they were like fortune tellers.
I never knew that.
And
gypsies. Egyptians.
Damn,
okay.
I better stop saying that then. Fuck. That's messed up.
That's
know.
Weird for him to be like, yeah, I'm a gypsy.
I bet you no one. I bet you.
Well, it's usually not offensive when you are it.
Well, that's
good. It's their N word?
It might be.
No.
Come I on, guarantee my you, cool. Egyptians don't even know what that word is.
They don't know
give
him.
A fuck. They don't know him. They don't know like that culture, like we Egyptian.
Yeah,
know
yeah. No, that's wild. But yeah, no, he won. That was a title fight? Or
yeah, he
that
lost the title, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
If you're, what's his name?
Wilder. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Like when Floyd Mayweather or like somebody small fights, it's like you really like see the form and you're like, oh, that was like a good
right,
punch.
Right. Yeah.
But with them, I was just like, these are two big niggas
yeah.
fighting.
They're
fighting.
Like, they're literally sloshing around.
Sloshing.
They're the type, when they fight, you back up.
Yeah.
You ain't breaking that up. You just got to move.
That's right. Like one time we heard with, I think Walker was in an interview. He was talking about, or Gucci was in an interview. They was like, yeah, he was like, Walker was like, yeah, me and Gucci got to fight in the studio. What studio was y'all in that was that?
Wow.
No way. Y'all tore
I'm
up everything in the
studio.
I
got to
engineer
move.
Just like.
Jesus like,
you can't break that up till they get tired.
Yeah, these are two huge men.
And I know they got tired quick. Insane. I know they got tired quick.
Oh, yeah, they got tired seconds. Quick. Yeah, big niggas fighting for, maximum 15 to 30 seconds strong.
Well,
and
it depends on what type of drugs they were on at the time,
that's true.
Because they could have been turned up or
Jesus
turned down.
That's very true.
And rappers that, like, good rappers are doing, like, pills and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a geeked up Waka Flocka. Just like tearing the room, like, oh, Walker.
Well, you know, he torturing vegetables now because he's vegan, so.
Walker.
So he's like, kill
I will be president one day. I'm not. Nah, you got to just get in the booth.
Just get in the booth.
Somebody record me.
Let's just get in the booth. That's it.
But overall, the fight was cool.
Yeah, I watched the highlights.
I like Fury, man. I'm not going front. I know that's against black people, I guess.
That's a good fight.
I mean, you know, people want to go.
If he's a gentleman, he's black and white.
Right?
He really, I think he need more training, Wilder. He still fight wild to me.
Yeah, he does.
It's entertaining.
And then he runs out of steam quick. Like, I mean, fairly quick.
Yeah,
you know.
But I was excited to know that was the to this day guy. Like, I wasn't into.
Oh, that was to this day.
To this day.
To this day.
Oh yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
That was just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure, he's a meme.
Yeah. You know, once you become a meme, oh, that's it, baby.
Once you're a meme, that's it. You know what? Speaking of memes, Pat just found out that the guy falling was Chaz. That meme. You know, from Hugger. I thought you just said when you was writing under it. I thought you said. I didn't know that was you. Or maybe that's Tony Baker.
No,
okay.
I knew that.
That
Come
might
on,
be
now.
Tony Baker. Okay, because somebody was like, I didn't know that was you, Chaz.
You guys are deeply intertwined in like black internet culture. I hope everyone knows. Yeah. It's pretty dope.
But not enough that, I don't see it enough.
Well, you don't be on the internet.
Exactly.
All right, so that's why. What the hell? I don't know what's going on in museums. Everyone's last time you've been to a museum. About 10 years.
I ain't never been to a museum.
Yeah, he's fully caught up in potato culture.
Oh, yeah, potato culture. You got.
Once you get into these potatoes, man, you don't know what.
What
the
was y'all most viral meme, though? Was it you disappearing? Or was it Chaz falling? Like,
it might be up there with Chaz.
It's either Chaz fall. Is Chaz falling to disappearing? Spin. Yeah, Mike spinning gift that he had.
You guys running away.
Yeah, that was running the black people laughing.
But people wouldn't know that's us. There's so many people in there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. They would think that was a gang initiation because a lot of black people gathered in one area.
That's how many.
It's funny you say that because I was watching, Wes made me watch They Gotta Have Us, the Netflix documentary about the history of black cinema. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. I was like, in 20, 30 years, they're going to be doing the internet version of this stuff.
That's tight.
All of us going to be getting calls in 20 or 30 years. And it was like, damn.
And that's what we're talking about. Don't be calling me up and ain't sending no check. With this interview.
That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Because, the Jordan meme is a part of black culture.
Oh, yeah. Solidified.
It's just like there's things on the internet that you can't separate. I mean, we want to because it's so new and it's just like, oh, it's the internet. But
Jordan
was
so angry during that time in his life. I know. He just didn't fuck with that at all.
I feel like Jordan is just generally an angry person. Like, ain't no happy person going to that aisle in Ross and buying them jeans.
No.
Because if he was happy, he'd have more friends.
Yes.
To tell him niggas ain't wearing
Jordan
Echo.
Jordan jeans are trash.
His yellow eyes and
he has
mustache.
Yellow eyes. Ghoulish
it's
eyes.
The most ironic thing about our fashion culture.
To me. Yeah, he has the greatest sneaker of all time.
But he didn't design it.
But still, he was there to say, yeah, I like that at least.
Yeah.
He hasn't talked about it enough.
He didn't design it.
I've heard that a couple of times. I mean, that's
Why don't you wear your own Netflix sneakers out?
The creator tells the whole story.
He's just like my granddad.
My thing is, he has to pick one, either the loop or the boot cuts. You can't do both.
You can't.
You can't do loop and boot.
No, you can't do loop and boot.
You can't do loop and boot.
You can't. You got to pick one.
I just think, man, he just, listen, when you're that great, you can't be good at anything else.
That's very true.
You just can't be good at fashion. You just, you are so great as a bat.
That might be an NBA fact, though.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Like, they just don't know. Like,
it's like Tom Brady. I've seen his 73 questions.
Yeah.
No personality.
Just
that's why he's great. He's a robot.
Yeah,
he's almost
yeah.
scary, like serial killer. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, that's why he's
I
great.
I can see him be. He could be on what the cat documentary. What did you say? What?
Oh, don't kill the cat.
Oh, don't kill the cat.
Ooh, that was good.
I ain't finished. I started it. That was crazy.
That was really
good.
People got free time.
Right.
You found out where this nigga was from the streetlight shit.
Internet boy.
You can't post nothing.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Not in Survive out here.
That was a great one. I didn't expect that.
Harvey Weinstein.
I didn't hear you told us that he
got convicted.
It's let me see.
It's funny. I didn't hear about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely didn't hear about
it. I think it literally just happened this morning.
Okay, this is very new. I think he got two counts.
I'm not on the internet in the morning.
He got two counts out of five. The women that parked.
Don't tell me it's the lesser.
Nah, this could. I think it's up to 25 years. It could be.
This nigga's 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did Cosby get?
Yeah.
He got.
How long did Cosby get again?
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be for the rest of his life.
He's, he's in there blind. He don't know what's going on.
When they said he got hit with a hot dog bun.
I'm not going to lie.
What?
Yeah, he got hit, this first week in jail, they said he got hit with a stale hot dog bun. And I ain't going to lie, I laughed. That was a funny headline. Because if you blind, you get hit. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, if you blind, you get hit with a stale hot dog bun. You might think a dick just flew at you. So you don't know what's going on.
You know what happened right before the nigga threw that? Some nigga in prison was like,
Watch this.
Hey, that's Cosby. Watch this. I'm about to throw the stale ass hot dog.
You know they laughed their ass off after that.
Don't let it have no condiments on there. It's ketchup splattered and shit.
But how big was it?
He got hit with a hot cliff.
A hot cliff.
I'm crying. Cause you know you can't. Why you gonna throw a stale hot dog bun at a blind nigga?
That is,
he can't see.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have been in the back.
You ain't that one distance laugh.
You just can't.
You know you ain't got nothing. You know you haven't been in the lunchroom and you see something about to go down. You just in the distance and looking at it. You just.
You knew you ain't got nothing to do with it, but you still laugh.
How evil do you have to be to just throw a stale bun at somebody?
Oh my god. That's what we do in the sexual assault people now. We just throw buns at these
What happened?
All right, so it says Harvey Weinstein trial verdict, guilty on two charges, acquitted on others in New York sexual assault case. New York, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of sexual assault in New York. It's just
being do we have to still stand trial in other cities, like his L.A. crimes, his foreign crimes? Yeah, I know somewhere in like...
You know what? I'm not even sure. I don't know if... did people in L.A. come at him? Like, were there women
in L.A.? Oh, yeah.
He did absolutely. A lot of it in the Beverly Hills
Hotel. Actually pursued a court case?
Well...
Oh, that part.
I didn't know so many came out stories about the Beverly Hills Hotel.
That hotel is
prevalent. Dang, he had a spot that he frequented?
Oh, yeah. He went back to the same spot.
Like rape?
Yeah.
For rape?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a hotel known for rape.
No.
That was just his real thing.
He would get a room there, and that's where he would, you know, do his shit.
Okay. That was his cave, his headquarters.
His lair.
They're not known for that.
I say, what?
He's known for that and doing it in their style.
You think he going to get hit with?
Probably potatoes.
Potato ass. He's like a potato ass.
They need something hard. Yeah.
But I feel like he gonna dodge it like Bush. Like Bush dodged the shoe.
Bush reflex was crazy with that shoe. But when he get to jail, it's gonna be rough for him.
What made it funny when he ducked down and came back up looking
like a meerkat.
Nah. You think they gonna have him in general population?
Harvey?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
you think so?
He needs to get socked in the face.
Yeah,
a few times.
I did hear that when all these niggas get caught, they always say, oh, he's dealing with health problems now. And I did hear they saying that about him now. He's dealing with health problems.
What does that do for us, though?
It doesn't do nothing.
Trying to make you sympathize.
Try to make you sympathize.
No. I think it's for the we can't keep him in general population. He won't be able to stay in prison as long. It might be better to let him off earlier. It's all that type
of
shit.
R. Kelly did it the worst. You know, they said he had a toe infection.
I mean, Bill Cosby said, I'm going blind. That's going to change your sentence.
But it's prison. Everybody's in bad health in there. They could get admitted to prison. Man, this nigga's in the best shape.
This
nigga's doing great.
What is the HIV in prisons like?
Oh, it's
a high rate.
It's wild.
It's probably like on the floor and shit.
Oh my god.
You can probably slip on it.
Watch out for that HIV right there.
That's like when ASAP Rocky told the story. You were fighting in jail and slipping on semen. They had to fight in the showers.
But how did he know so quick? Like,
you know.
You're in the middle of a fight.
You in jail. You
know. Oh, shit, semen.
Like, why they were in the bathrooms.
They were in the showers. They were in the shower.
That's just where people were just
prime
letting
meat,
off on
meat,
the floor.
Meat area.
They just walk in with their dick out. And
just on the floor. It's so barbaric. I've never just met
on the floor.
Clean it up a little
bit. I would have to if I'm in prison.
Yeah, you got to. There's nowhere else
you're
going to
do it. I don't want to do it in my cell with my bunkmate there.
That is true.
It doesn't
seem like you have access to Kleenex. And like, I've never seen Kleenex.
You have no responsibilities in cleaning outside of yourself. So
very
that's a big responsibility.
Just going there with slippers.
It'd be funny if prisoners start complaining about Harvey Weinstein. He's jerking off in the shower.
This nigga's disgusting.
He's disgusting.
They're not going to complain.
They're just going to take care of it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to take care of it.
We tried throwing potatoes at him, but he just keep fucking doing the same shit.
He does the whole Rorschach thing. He's like, you guys are stuck in here with me.
You guys are stuck in here with me. Oh man.
Throws a bunch of tater tots in the fucking face of him.
You guys are locked in here with me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man. Yeah.
Oh man.
What we got right. next?
How did we make that?
I ain't gonna lie. That was one of the hardest prison lines ever.
Oh yeah, that's a great prison line.
I'm not locked in here with you.
Imagine hearing that and being a prisoner. You're scared. Damn.
Like, I'm like, chill on this side of prison.
Hope that's not my bunkmate.
Yeah, like you're in prison and your bunkmate is fucking the size of the rock or somebody. Like, what am I doing with this?
Yeah, you in there, he walk in.
It's like, fuck, man.
Well,
I gotta kill him.
You like potatoes?
Now I gotta kill him.
You gotta kill him.
I was only in here for 2 weeks. Right? 35 years now.
It's gonna be a little long now.
Let me ask you that. If you only got 2 weeks,
yeah,
and a dude the size of rock said, "You washing my drawers?" Do you just bite the bullet and say, "I'm gonna wash"?
Yeah,
I only got two weeks.
I'm like, what type of detergent you need, brother?
Because if you got years, you gotta fight. But if you only got 2 weeks,
yeah,
let me not catch a new case.
What type of detergent you need?
Years?
You like it starts to press? Like,
you were asking if it starts. You need to start the press.
I would tell him it's already been done.
What if all his draws he got a streak? He got a shitty streak.
I'm gonna learn how to get a streak.
Well, I'm on a shitty streak in jail anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn how to get a streak.
I'm in there washing.
I only got 2 weeks. I just gotta bite.
You in a scrubbing?
I'm gonna find out how to get some new underwear. Like maybe there's some type of deal, pack of cigarettes,
right.
Some underwear,
right.
And I could just give him some new underwear.
It's not
washing
it.
And shit.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. You just gotta wash some drawers. He's too big. He's an alien. He's an alien. We've said on this.
Yeah, I'm gonna just ask y'all. Hey, put some money on my books. I'm just gonna buy him new underwear.
Yeah.
Just throw them away. I got you every day.
Yeah.
You have a full washer dryer there. Like, how'd you get it? No, I got you, bro. It's actually just coming out.
And y'all need anything else?
Because you're gonna get tired of getting beat up. You're gonna get tired of getting beat up. So it's like
really quick.
Yeah, you're not gonna
really quick.
As soon as it happens,
I'm done with this.
Y'all in here throwing hot dog buns, beating me up. I'm done with
y'all. You here forever?
Oh yeah, damn. No, that's a long,
like
forever,
Bill Cosby
long
thing. Was funny though.
Yeah, no, it was funny.
I heard there's a possibility of getting knocked out in prison and then waking up to see somebody like sucking your dick.
No. Like, why would they wake up to give me pleasure?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's a power move.
Yeah. It's almost like CPR. It's big PR. It's just wake you up.
See, I'm fighting then. I'm fighting then.
You gotta fight.
As soon as you wake up,
like, he's swinging.
Are you gonna start swinging? But like, you know, you kind of wake up a little drowsy.
No.
So you're gonna wake up and be like,
you're not gonna wake up. You're gonna wake up, but as soon as you see, you're gonna react.
You don't move.
Yeah.
You don't react.
No, but you might be tired.
No, because you know you're in jail. And if you feel any type of pleasure on your dick while you're in jail, that's not a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a woman.
You might not even remember you in jail right now.
Oh, no, no, no.
You just got
I know every
out.
Day
you might
I'm
be
in
like,
jail.
Where the fuck am I? Hold on. My dick didn't suck. Oh, maybe
I'll tell you a
good
story.
Maybe I'm back at home.
Yeah,
I can't say
who the person was, but they was in juvie. He said he woke up. He was telling me these stories. He woke up to a dude jacking off over his face. And he said he woke, grabbed the dick. Yeah, it was in his face. Like, soon as you wake up, so he's like, you know, you got a reaction. You grab it, and he just started beating the dude up.
So you see one dick in one hand. It's so wicked.
And then
bitch ass nigga.
He was saying what it was. He said what it was. It was a bully dude in there that ran the cells.
Yeah.
And since he was new in there, like they were testing him, so he would send people to go in there and fuck with him.
Oh,
so
shit.
One day he said he sent another dude in there like to fight him, and he beat that dude up. He said he had to earn his respect.
That's,
and then they
lot.
Left him alone.
And this is juvie.
But he said his cellmate was the one that wasn't sent by dude. That was just a perverted.
That's
sick
an adolescent
dude.
Dick.
That's crazy. You knew? You gotta like, damn, I'm new. I already got a dick in my face. I had to beat a nigga up.
Let me out.
I don't know the time span of all of it.
Yeah,
I know the fight happened early,
yeah,
but the
yeah,
whole.
Yeah.
If
that's
all
some
that
scary
happens
shit.
In the course of a day, you should be like acquitted of whatever you're
doing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of
it's
people.
Like the jail Olympics. I saw a documentary where
jail
a new nigga
Olympics.
Had to line it up with 11 niggas back to back. Think about
fighting.
That. Think yes.
Oh,
think
where,
about
where?
That.
Where?
I don't know. So
basically, he had to go through 11 dudes the first day.
Yes, full energy niggas. Wait, the 10th nigga's stretching. And like, you already fought five niggas.
Let me ask you this.
I've been on an all meat diet for 3 weeks, ready for this shit.
What?
Two choices. You're going to jail.
Okay, going to jail.
San Quentin or Rikers? Which one you picking?
Shit.
I don't even know the difference. The
gang activity is much higher in San Quentin. Yeah. And it's definitely a bigger
Go Rikers.
Mexican population. So blacks are
they don't really like us.
I might go Rikers.
But Rikers conditions?
I know.
I mean, who are we kidding? Terrible. I'm getting the business in both. Right. It don't matter. Right. Oh, this one has 50% more Mexicans. So
it doesn't matter.
It's probably it's a almost, white
you
dude
almost
in there
gotta join a gang
ass.
in LA one for protection
you could,
versus
you could.
Rikers.
You could.
Where's Rikers?
New York.
Oh no.
He said, I think I'm gonna go to San Quentin.
Oh no!
Just get stomped out by some Tims. Do they jails have Tims?
I don't know. If jails got Tims.
I think they do. I think they do.
Crocs now.
Crocs? That would be smart.
Crocs did a collab with prison.
You know, some dumbass or smart ass prisoner figure out how to make a knife
that
out of
them. Smart. I just didn't know that.
It's not Crocs. They just look like Crocs. They look more like Yeezy designed them. Have you seen them? Like they're like new
prison shoes.
Yeah.
That's his next wave. Like I'm getting into prison fashion designs.
What you call Romelo's shoes yesterday?
Oh, because we said he had on this funeral athletic wear in the gym. He said Marvin said he had on the Paul Bearer 9s.
Paul Bearer 9s.
Funeral athletic gear.
Yeah,
funeral.
He's like, you ready to carry a casket?
Gravedigger 7s.
Gravedigger 7s. All right, let me take a quick break real quick. We'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ah, that's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something I'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's some fraud going on the internet, I hear. Some scamming.
Everybody right now is scared of getting scammed, right?
Yeah.
In the internet world.
Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, there's been stories of, like, people. Like, I heard this one story of this lady who supposedly was about to get robbed, and then a homeless man gave her his last $20 that he had for her to get away. Like, go get away. She needed gas or something weird like that. She was, like, stuck, and she needed to go get gas. So he gave her the last $20 and got away. It became a big news story, and they opened up a GoFundMe for the homeless man to try to pay it back. And it raised over $400,000.
Oh, shit.
Come to find out, this was all scam from three different people.
It was all involved.
The girl, the homeless guy, and it was a boyfriend.
Robber. At that point, you're just a robber.
Yeah, you're an amazing writer. You should be in Hollywood.
But they
scammed, and they got $400,000 off of
that
it.
That sucks. That would have been a great story, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of these stories online about that. You know, like different ways people are getting scammed, whatever. And so I feel like people are really quick to come up with conspiracy things.
Yeah.
And in the case of Quaden Bales, this was a 9-year-old kid. Yeah. I believe I'm not sure where he is, to be honest with you. But he's a 9-year-old kid. There was video.
Was it Australia? Was it something like that? I don't know.
UK, Australia. UK, I'm one Australia, of those, I think. Man. But he's a 9-year-old kid, and he has dwarfism. Mm-hmm. And he got bullied at school.
Yeah.
The video went viral. Him basically crying. His mom taking video of him crying and saying, I want to kill myself already at 9, you know what I'm saying, and all this shit. And she was just trying to raise awareness for it or whatever. I think within a couple hours, they were talking about, oh, this kid is actually an 18-year-old scam artist. And that they've been raising money for him. And they started finding these pictures where he's at a birthday party.
In the corner posts.
But they start finding pictures of him at an 18 year old birthday party.
Yeah, yeah.
There's many different people in the picture, but for some reason they said it was his birthday.
It was like a giant 18. Who does that? Over evidence,
right? So you know they try. Turns out he's just a kid. You know, they invited him to do many things. Like a couple, like Wolverine shot in the
mouth. So he is a kid.
He is a kid.
Okay,
for sure
good.
Is a
that's
kid.
Good.
But
that's
people
good.
Were running with it.
People
like,
were running
this
with
was
the
a
story.
Scam.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And gotcha. You know, so now that they're trying to bring awareness to
Well, they started a GoFundMe to send him to Disneyland. They asked for $10,000. They got over $400,000.
Shit. GoFundMe, baby.
I didn't know
so
that.
So it's not a scam.
People come up.
No, it's not a scam.
You sure?
According to all details right now,
I heard
it's not scam. He went on. He's been traveling around now. Like he did a rugby.
He's on a press tour.
He came
now.
Out with a rugby team recently.
He came like, out. Oh, I thought you said like he started a rugby team. Right. I was like, oh shit!
No. His bread.
right. No, but he came out with like you know they ran out on the field with him.
Okay.
And different things. He goes to school. It's all legit, but it's just funny how we're so quick to jump to conspiracy.
I feel
on
like
some
now
of these
it's
because it and I'm not even faulting people that would say. Why would you think like that?
Because the last one,
that's who ruined it for everybody. Yeah,
and that was a scam.
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't remember.
It was a kid who was named Colton.
Yeah, remember the kid we talked about in the podcast?
All the celebrities were sending him tweets and they were sending him money, and it became a scam. It was a scam.
Well, was it a scam or did they find out his parents were like white supremacists?
Something like that.
It was something crazy.
Yeah, that's why we're nervous and that's why we don't trust anybody.
Right.
We're just like little kid with disabilities. Nah, 30-year-old man.
That's why we scared when the kids coming to us asking for money for the football teams outside the grocery store.
It's like.
I told you how to combat that. Tell them to, on the spot, show you their highlights.
Yeah, show me your highlight reel.
Oh!
Yeah, show me your highlight
reel. Every kid these days got their highlights on YouTube. Yeah.
Show me your
highlights. If you can't do that, I can't give you money.
That's even playing. Like, show me your team's highlights.
Show me.
I don't even think they'll have that.
Yeah, show me your highlights.
I don't even believe their team exists.
Show me your highlights.
That's how I feel.
That's
I play
funny.
For the Warriors. And
yeah, it sounds fake.
Yeah, it sounds fake, man. Like
I play for the accountants.
So.
Like, but you're in the accountant.
Show me your highlights.
Show me your highlights.
Wow. I play for the CVS. I'm standing outside of the CVS.
Speaking of highlights, so we got written up here Lizzo Thong. First off, Lizzo is a phenomenon because she plays the flute, and that's already just cool.
Okay. That,
big
that,
girl
that,
playing the flute, that's kind of fire.
That's what I'm breaking
down. And she's really good.
Like
yeah. So she a while ago came out at a Lakers game with a thong on, and this thong is, this whole image is interesting, but
this is not the same one from when she wore the t-shirt with the back out at the Lakers
game. So
it's the same situation.
Yeah, no, it's not the same situation, but so she says she's not they ran into Tommy Hilfiger, right? And he said he will be down to work with Lizzo in some capacity for a new line.
He works with black people now?
Telling us he thought she was a star. It seems like they gotten in touch, and Lizzo says she's landed on good old-fashioned thongs as what they might be working on, which makes sense because that's their thing. And I started thinking. I was like, now, will these thongs be just plus-size thongs? Mm-hmm. I think she should market just to the plus-size women with plus-size thongs. Because, you know, they have plus-size stores and all this stuff. So I'm like, I wonder, or is she going to go everybody thong? I said, I don't think she should do that. It should be all plus-size thongs. And I just thought about how funny that would look in the store with all these all these oversized thongs hanging in a store.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Does, like, Rihanna, she has a brand, right?
Lingerie, yeah. Yeah.
Does her underwear only come in, like, her size? Or does
everyone.
Big girls wear Rihanna stuff?
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody.
You too.
If he wanted a thong.
Everybody. But nah, I don't know. Yeah, I think, how do you just do it for big girls?
That's what I was like, I don't know.
Just because just they're thongs? Usually neglected in the market.
It's true. Right. It's true.
So that works. Why not? This is her brand. It makes sense.
It would make sense.
But do you really want, I mean, I get this.
Do I really want
brand.
Big girls
do
wearing
you
thongs?
Really want, no, do you really want, like,
what are you trying to say, sir?
You really want big thongs?
Like, is that what we're promoting?
Yeah,
we're really promoting.
It ain't about promoting. It's just about, that's her brand.
They already big.
They are.
Like, why wouldn't she make it for her?
She ain't making these.
I feel like you gotta earn wearing a thong.
You gotta earn it.
You gotta earn wearing
what
a thong.
In the gym?
Where you gonna earn wearing a thong at?
You got with your body. Like, you gotta.
Do you feel the same for bathing suits?
For certain bathing suits on certain people, yeah. Like, you gotta earn that.
Now, they should fit you, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe these thongs are gonna be made for that body type. For comfortable bodies. For
you call them, like, slingshots.
If we ever end up in a Walking Dead situation, big girls already have a weapon on them.
I think
that she should make it for her.
She should. She make it for the big girls.
Right,
for her group. And they have a whole video of them just shaking ass and big thongs.
I'm just waiting for her to lose weight, because it's gonna come. I'm waiting for her because she's gonna lose weight.
Yeah.
And all her fan base is gonna be
you're
losing weight. You're betraying us now. Like, you're not a part of
that
the big
sense.
Girl.
Yeah, betrayal.
That's going to happen. Watch.
I'm fucking trying to be healthy. What are you talking about?
They already said that with what's that British singer? Adele. They already said that with her. Her fan base, a lot of her fan base came after she lost weight, saying,
really?
Oh, you're not representing. I thought that's who you were.
Well, that's good. Like,
that's
when Adele goes through stuff, because her album be fire when she goes through stuff.
That's a weird thing to go through, though. How do you even process that?
Yeah, you don't.
I thought you guys liked me.
How would you get mad at somebody for losing weight?
But that's what I'm saying. She's putting out there big girl everything. It becomes a cultural,
that's true.
A part of the culture of what she's creating, right?
It becomes a
wave.
But
when reality sets in that, hey, it might not be that healthy to be like this.
True. And
knowing Lizzo or some successful people like her have access to trainers, good, you know, could eat better.
Well, I think eventually
then she would inspire everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Healthier.
That would be the
but
angle.
Isn't that counterintuitive? But by saying that,
because she's saying love yourself where you are, but she ain't saying you can't improve.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if she documents it would probably help a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I agree with that.
So
if she could just go
the transformation route.
But I think she does have a large fan base that wants her to stay big.
No pun.
That's on them.
I mean, she got to live her life. She got
to
live her life. Like, it's a lot of people that want us to do the fucking with Chaz, but you're going to still do it. You got to live your life. Got to improve.
Yeah.
So
keep going. I'm interested to see if it's really going to happen, though. But this picture is actually quite hilarious with this thong out.
Can I see it real quick?
Yeah, it's the, you know, that,
It's the back was cut out. It's not like we accidentally saw the thong. Like, she was
right.
Like,
she's purposely. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Thong.
Like, if that was a regular, like,
everybody
if
it, need representation.
If that was a regular sized girl doing that, we would all look at her like she's being a jackass, right? We'd be like, why are you wearing that to the court?
I thought that was a little much.
No, people thought that was a little much, too. People thought that was a little much.
I like Lizzo, but I think that the parading part is
like your whole ass is out.
Yeah.
And it's all in, it's like one.
But PC culture is just like, you know, like, well, we don't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
Let's just say it and talk about it. And
so, let's just say it and talk about things. Let's
podcast. Since we're on women and things going on, Erykah Badu's $50 Badu Pussy Premium Incense sells out in less than 20 minutes.
I still want to smell it.
Yeah. So one dude on the internet ate the incense.
Hold on.
I saw that.
Yeah, he ate it.
The candle. Is it candle or
incense?
He ate incense?
He ate, he said, oh man.
That wasn't good.
He was doing it for he was
it wasn't
doing,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was like, calm down. It's fucking
tastes
it's
like
an
incense,
incense
at the end of the day.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like
I don't
incense.
Care what the scent is.
He turned it to a hotep as soon as he ate it.
The funny thing is by the smell of incense, you just knew how that tastes. Without ever having to taste of incense, you just know that
you know what incense tastes like.
I just assume it tastes like ashes or something.
Yeah. That's bitter.
I feel like you only do that if you're doing some type of ritual. Like you're sacrificing something. But yeah, it sells out in 20 minutes.
It's impressive.
It says she gave a pussy update and was like, thank you to everybody that bought everything. She's like, well, guys, thank you for making our debut of Badussy sell out in a matter of 19 minutes. Badu told her 3.9 million followers on Instagram. The incense was available for pre-sale on Thursday, February 20th, at a cost of $50. That's a lot for incense. I ain't never paid that much
for one incense.
It's probably a pack. It's probably a pack. Was created with the ashes of Badu's underwear, pure resin, handmade, sun-dried, also created with essential oils and herbs.
Wait.
The ashes
they burned
of her
panties?
So they made her wear some panties all day, threw it in the stuff that you cremate, niggas.
Oh, my God.
The
cremated
ashes
panties.
Fell down.
Slid it back out.
Slid it back out. And put it into an incense form.
You know what's great about that?
I still want to smell this incense.
That's what's super weird.
I know, but it's going to smell like essential oils. It's going to smell like a candle shop.
I don't want to necessarily order this. I just want to be at an incense shop and they got it. Oh, let me smell it. Oh.
I want to light one and not tell anybody. Just to, just in case somebody walks in and be like, this kind of smells like pussy in here.
Kind of got a little Badu in it.
Just to experiment.
It smells a little like, or bring a girl.
Like
bring a girl over.
It says Badu announced she'll be selling the incense that she has the fragrance of vagina, stated that she recognized the power that's been attached to her for so many years. There's an urban legend that my pussy changes men. She says about the rumors, the men that I fall in love with and fall in love with me change jobs and lives. The eclectic artist launched Badu World Market. Items that are available for purchase include bespoke clothing and accessories, as well as apothecary goods and traditional music merch, and of course what Badu calls her superpower, the incense that smells like her vagina. I took lots of pairs of my panties, cut them up into little pieces, and burned them, as she describes the method for a new product. Even the ash is part of it. She insists that she finished product, Badu's pussy will smell as advertised. The people deserve it.
Do we?
Hey man, listen.
I don't have the confidence to do this.
You're not gonna burn your
ain't
underwear.
Nobody
want no briefs, no Pat briefs.
Well, I'm not
they,
just saying
they ain't
like
Pat penis incense.
No, Pat penis. That going
Pat
wrong.
Pat penis paprika.
No. We gotta brand
that.
Pat penis paprika.
Pat penis paprika.
My balls. The smell of my balls.
Title option.
Pat penis paprika. No,
that's a very risky move. Because imagine doing that and it don't sell.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Got a whole bunch of pussy incense.
She knew it was
gonna
sell.
Is stacked up in your apartment.
Like, right. Pussy.
Now I gotta be out here selling pussy on the side.
That's she knew it was sell. She knew it was sell. Everyone can't do that. Certain people can do that.
Well, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow just did the same thing.
Yeah. She did a candle, though.
She did a candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people are comparing them. And I think it's just crazy that both of them were in the lab. Really like making pussy products. Smell my pussy products.
Smell my pussy.
And then they heard about the other one. Like, damn, you doing the pussy thing too?
I'm just imagine her in the imagine you walk in the house and your mom cutting up panties in the living room. Mom, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, I'm about to burn these.
I'm about to burn these. What are you doing?
Don't work with this shit in my house.
I'm gonna be so mad. I'm moving out.
That's
I don't want to ever smell this.
Yeah,
you're my mother.
But what the funny thing is, what if you just found out? Like when you're 15 or something, like she every day you smell
smelling,
your house.
Yeah, yeah.
You were smelling it.
You were lighting some of them.
Yeah,
that was the vibe.
I'm gonna be traumatized.
Yeah, I'll be traumatized.
I'll never like incense again.
Oh, no, that's
hilarious.
Yeah.
18 years old.
What you think
you
smell this whole time? That's
no, mom. No.
Your friends giggle every time they walk in.
Smell like pussy.
Like your mama pussy.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's why they was laughing.
Can I get some of that? that Roll Mama Pussy scent.
Stop it. That wafting the incense. Stop wafting.
So mad.
Stop it.
You come in there kitchen, you just see me handing a couple dollars to your mom. Like, get some of that candle.
Put that candle back.
Let me get some of your underwear. I got a girl coming over.
Oh, my God.
What's this Alexa thing?
So
I'm interested.
So, all right. So, Alexa, there's a kitchen playset, but it's also kind of creepy. So, it's called the Alexa 2-in-1 kitchen set, and it's $299. It debuted at the Toy Fair. So, they had a Toy Fair recently. So, basically, when kids, they have a collection of accessories, and then, like, kids walk through, it helps them walk through recipes, make shopping lists, plays guessing games, and provides a healthy dose of puns.
So they're teaching them to be a consumer.
So one side is the kitchen, you flip it, the other side is the grocery store. So the lady on the interview was like, oh, so I have my pot. They might have a picture here.
This is a toy.
It's a toy.
Okay.
So it only works if you have an Alexa though. So you buy the $299 kitchen set and Alexa. Right. Cool. So you put you put the Alexa on there, and so she took a pot and she was like, "Oh, let me put the pot on the thing." And Alexa was like, "Oh, it's heating up." And then she was like, "It was like, oh, it's empty." And so she was like, "Oh, let me flip it around, go to the grocery store." You flip it around, they got a little bag, you take the little hot dog, scan it across the thing, and Alexa says, $1.99, all this shit. Parents are concerned that this is going to make kids bossy, because when they said they're going to be yelling at this kitchen set and being like, "Oh, well, Alexa, fix this now. So a lot of parents are concerned with
white parents.
That's
white
what parents. We all thought. Yeah, white parents.
A lot of parents are concerned that it's going to make them more bossy. And I was like, why would it make them more bossy? It's just it's a kitchen set. But it's also kind of creepy because now it's a lot of information in your house. Because each item, like the skillet, they all have chips in them. Like each thing has.
So they're low-key learning? From this,
no, they probably are learning, but a lot of people are concerned with the privacy because now Alexa is being alone with their kids. So they feel
have you heard about the people hacking the Alexas and speakers and people like pedophiles talking to kids?
Like what they're doing with the Ring.
Yeah, so now it's a little different because now.
No, the Ring cameras. Ring cameras. People hacked them, and like people were like voices were coming through, like, "Hey, little girl, like, I'm Santa Claus. You want to be best
friends?"
That's
fucking weird, man. Really fucked up. And so it's like each of these has a sensor, so they're like, I don't know if I want this many sensors in my house. Like each thing, like the skillet, the
and
bag.
What do you think can happen with that?
They just feel like it's more
taking information.
It's just taking information. It's more, and it's because these are kids. Because like, if you downstairs and your kid upstairs, and you know, Alexa just like, "Hey, what's up, my nigga? What you ever cooking?" Like, you're like, "What? You don't know what's going on." So,
well, why don't those parents just not buy it?
That's what I said. That's what I was like. Just don't buy. If you're that concerned,
that's the shit I just don't get, man.
If that concerned,
just
don't buy it.
The product, you buy it, you set it up. I don't know if I like this. Wait, didn't you?
I think they're scared that this will be the future of toys.
True,
more.
That too.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
they
know
they're not. Obviously,
that's
obviously tight. Those parents not gonna buy it. They're just scared what the future of toys are.
Because everything is gonna be voice command and voice thing and this and
but
that.
Still,
and third.
I still don't see like the extra
I didn't see a problem with. But
it's just a kitchen. Like all you're doing is just putting fake food
putting
in the
fake food
pan
and I mean, it runs. You know, it tells you what you need for recipes and stuff like that. I mean, it's honestly learn how to cook.
The funny part is a black parent will just put the kid in the kitchen.
Yeah,
learn and make
just
lunch.
Snap don't need this shit. Just go in there.
Snap these peas for me. He's sitting there for 20 hours.
The kid gonna get mad and be like, "Alexa, you're not moving fast enough. I got a cake in the oven and shit."
A really interesting problem that they thought they were gonna have.
Look, it says
it's gonna make my kids bossy.
On one hand, it's a screen free.
You bought them a $300 kitchen. That's
on one hand,
your husband who's not there and constantly dictating people.
It's a screen-free interactive experience. Kids will enjoy the set's details, and the two-sided setup fosters play with friends and siblings. Your child won't be able to control smart home devices, ask Alexa the weather, or do anything else with the voice while the kitchen set is still in use. So they basically saying when it's set up to the kitchen thing, you can't do anything else with it. But it's technology. You can do what you want.
That's you know what it is?
You can do what you want to
with it. You know
what
it all comes down to? Shitty parents just need an excuse.
Yeah.
They just need an excuse. They're just like, "Mom, maybe that's why my parents and my kids are shitty. Like, it's like, no, there's like seven things making your kids bossy.
Yeah, yeah, and you're one of them.
Because you're letting the Alexa kitchen take care of your child while you're not there.
Yeah. They're all saying this thing, the Kardashians, blah, 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 blah. This is all these reasons why my kids are so shitty. It's like, no.
No, not at all.
Your kids were destined to be shitty.
But I thought it was interesting. It looked like a cool toy to me. I thought it was interesting.
Hey, I think I'm going to call it on this podcast. Alexa's going to be a real person in like 5 years.
Five? Okay.
5 to 10.
Like,
five to
10, like, I could bring it home.
No, like, I think somebody's going to take it too far and make Alexa a walking around
robot type of person.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could for sure.
That's
and scary. You could fuck them?
Like, those are already out.
What's the movie?
You can name those what you want to.
What's the movie? Ex Machina?
Not Alexa.
What was that movie?
Oh, Ex Machina?
Ex
Machina?
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 I think it's Ex Machina.
Yeah, yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah, no,
it's happening right now.
Yo, what's up, Comedy Trap House listeners? I just wanted to interrupt this podcast really quick to tell you that the Boss Talk Patreon now has a video tier. If you are not a part of the Patreon community, you can become a part of it by going to patreon.com/comedytraphouse. There we give you your midweek pick-me-up, your gems, and your jokes, and you can get the Boss Talk podcast. If you are already a member, now you can get the video tier. So log on, subscribe, share, tell people about it, man, because it's changing lives slowly but surely. And we are loving what we're getting. We're loving the feedback, and we just love you guys for supporting us. So yeah, the Boss Talk Patreon now has a video tier, and back to this episode of the Comedy Trap House.
What's happening right now? Bone Thugs collab with Buffalo Wild Wings.
And no,
did a commercial. It was a funny commercial.
Did a
it was
a
funny
skit commercial called Boneless Thugs, changing their name to Boneless Thugs and Harmony, and it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Not gonna lie, it was Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
Great sketch.
And was it Crazy Bone that didn't want to change? Bone. Crazy Bone was like, "I'm not changing the name," and everybody was like, "You got to do it."
He said, "I ain't changing shit."
He was like, "Listen." They wings, it's just they don't have the bone in them. And so it's a whole skit thing. It actually was funny.
I gotta check this out. Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
And then they started rapping at the end. What did they flip?
It's boneless.
Tell me what you gonna do when you need them bones and fries.
It was so funny.
I was like, is there a little bit of racism in there? Because like,
there's gonna be some people to connect the dots.
Because it's like black people, but I don't know if it's racist. Because like, there's nobody that can market chicken like black people.
Popeyes just showed us how it was done.
They showed us
the chicken print.
Right. Yeah, they got clothes. They got full clothing line. Boneless thug. I'm not gonna lie, that's hilarious.
A great idea.
That's a great idea.
My only issue is that like I'm seeing a lot of my favorite songs from the past. Just be cornified by white people. Like when they did that, even though Burger King did the return of the Mac and Cheetos.
I hated that commercial.
It was catchy.
It was catchy. It was catchy, but I hated it.
But it's like nobody want to listen to that shit no more.
When is a musician allowed to do this?
Once they go broke.
But I can't
they
be
need
mad
more money.
We've done it.
We flipped shit. So I can't be mad when they do it.
Yeah. Well, I saw another one the other day. Fuck, what was it? There was another song they flipped again. I was like, come on, man. They ruining everything. But Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think.
But that skit was funny. Wild Wings. That was funny. Because I wouldn't even think about Bone Thugs and Harmony do it. But it's like, okay, Boneless Thugs and Harmony. That's funny.
So what's the price? What's the price where you're like, man, fuck this song?
What's the price?
Fuck.
That was a good one, man.
What's the price? I don't know.
Because, I mean, some of these companies be throwing bread to the point where I'm sure if I saw the check, you'd be like, okay, I get it.
I understand.
It's going to make your other songs stream more.
It could.
For mostly white people that never heard it before, which is good for that artist, I guess.
If you're an artist that's not relevant anymore. Like MC Hammer, what commercial was he in during Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, I forgot which commercial, but yeah, he did the MC. Yeah.
If you MC like Hammer, why not?
I haven't seen MC Hammer since that commercial.
You not?
But
you're
I bet your streams went up.
I hope I see Bone Thugs again. I really like them.
Yeah.
You want to think about Bone Thugs? Bone Thugs?
I like those
somebody told
men.
Us to go listen to Bone Thugs album. They got a new album. Somebody told me to go listen to it.
You was not.
I heard it.
I'm gonna go listen to it.
Shout out to Bone Thugs.
Yeah, shout out to Bone Thugs. I'm gonna go listen to it. Yeah, not for real. I would do something with Bone Thugs.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of rap.
So yeah.
So last week was the Brit Awards, and I made y'all watch two performances, one from Dave, one from Storm.
Hold on, the what awards?
Brit Dave?
Awards.
Brit, yeah, Brit? It's an artist, British.
His name is Dave?
Yeah,
Dave
the rapper.
Dave. People are going straight to the point now.
Sounds good.
Have you seen Top
Dave.
Boy?
The new season of Top Boy?
Uh-huh.
You don't watch Top Boy?
Yeah, I've seen it.
He's the one, the villain.
Oh, that's him. That's Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
He's like the Donald Glover of UK to me.
Okay, all right.
And I listened to his album. Phenomenal.
Oh, the album phenomenal.
It came out last year. It's called Psychodrama Phenomenal.
Gotcha.
Stormzy is really good.
I like Stormzy.
So my question is, do you think British rappers can take over hip-hop like they have British people have taken over acting?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Now, look, you wouldn't have said that probably about British actors like that. But look what the wave that has come. They have
always would
have
said that about
British people.
They
hide it
really,
really well.
They have taken over. You don't even know these people are British. No,
that's
real interview.
For sure.
Now, I'm not saying it'll be like within the next 5 years.
Yeah,
but I'm saying
in general.
Do you think they could? Because British people are talented.
They're talented
enough to come and take over hip hop.
They are, but no.
At some point.
Well, they never really
Why
took
not?
Over.
One, a lot of people that don't even like the tone of the voice when rapping.
Well, I think a lot of people haven't really listened to the good ones or listened to it enough.
Hey, like, even though I like Stormzy and stuff like that, I probably can't listen to it a lot because it's kind of annoying. Like, I really, when they rap.
Listen
like,
to Dave's album.
And I want to listen to it and I give it a chance, but I'm still getting used to it. Like, I don't.
It's the accent, bro.
I don't think they. So when it comes to music, I don't think they're going. That's not. They're not touching that. It's not. It might get close, and it might be. I don't. Yeah. No. Not happening.
I'm not saying they are either. But
I
just wanted to pose that question.
That's a good question.
Because right now, the best actors are all British.
Oh, for sure.
And you don't even know they are.
It's always been like that, though.
And I feel like they hide it. Like Idris Elba can do an amazing American accent.
Yeah, for sure.
So when I saw the switch, I was like, "Fam, you really are good." But I think that there are
British. They created
British,
acting, though. Who? You know what I'm saying? They created acting.
They take
Shakespeare.
It's like,
I mean, that's like
it's art.
They created
you know,
it.
So,
they started it.
But I think that in terms of music, there are singers who can hide it, and I didn't know that they're like their singing voices.
Yeah,
like
their singing voice.
But it's just like I can't listen to a nigga talk about selling drugs with a British accent.
I'm gonna rock top.
I just pictured him sticking a bayonet up.
I want my peas, fam. I want my
peas. I had to drive by with some knives. I'll
be honest with you. My favorite two accents is British and New Orleans.
And I love the accent outside of the rap.
Hip hop.
Listen to Dave's album.
Rap is aggressive.
Listen to it. But even when I played the video today, that was hard. I get that was hard.
You gotta get out of it. Gotta get out of it. Let it go.
I don't have to get out of it. If you don't like it, it's just maybe not my taste of the accent.
Because when you didn't like it, it was bad rap you heard first, probably.
It wasn't. They weren't bad rappers.
It's not bad rapping.
It was the voice.
Yeah, you just don't like
it. It's not voice.
It's not as pleasing to the ear.
Hear ye.
I don't know.
But I want to go listen to it.
When you hear the quality, the best of them, it's like,
yeah. Because like Stormzy's good. I've heard a couple, and I'm like, this is good. I'm trying to figure out how long I could.
I think Dave is the one, though.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna crack through. And I think, and actually it does make me think about what I said earlier about Atlanta, like nobody taking it from Atlanta. Maybe the next wave will be
British?
Outside of the country.
It could be.
It could be like where hip hop lives, because eventually it's not.
It would have to be London.
I would say Africa.
It could be Africa.
Well,
that's more
worldwide, like Afropop. Everyone,
yeah.
Even if you don't like,
but it
like,
don't have to be Afropop.
You even know what they're saying. The rhythm
vibe
of it. You just don't want to move. But I'm just saying, like actual rap.
Yeah.
I would say Mexico or Canada.
Canada,
Mexico.
Yep. The Mexicans coming out rapping now lately.
Okay.
I haven't heard one.
You haven't heard on Drake's music or none of these songs he'd be rapping with Mexicans?
I feel like my ears would accept
that. But when
that
I don't even know what you're saying, like, I don't know what they're saying, so it's hard for me to listen to that if I don't know what you're saying.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about British.
I can still understand the British or Canadian rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or at least with Afropop, I know the rhythm of it. Like,
it doesn't matter, though, because the world, like, we become way more of a global community, right? So what America cares about, you know, it's still top dog. We're still top dog in terms of like pushing culture across the world. But eventually, you know, it's not going to matter. The next big rapper could be from China. Or what?
If you actually like rap with like substance,
Wonton.
I would put Dave's album amongst anybody who came out last year, American-wise.
But like substance-wise. Yeah, okay, for sure.
I listened to actually saying something. Like,
I listened to
it. It was no fillers.
Because it was only
one song I didn't like. But
even the thing that he performed, the performance was crazy. Like with the piano and shit, that shit was great.
Are they relatable? Like the
And that's another thing. It's super relatable. Okay. I'm like, they have same struggles as us. Exact same struggle.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I
it's
feel,
just
feel
about
like Pat.
Style. Yeah. That's what it's going to come down
I'm
to.
I'm telling
style.
You. And he got bars. I'm talking about he witty with it. I'm telling
this
you.
This morning my tea was too hot. Then I pop, pop, put it in
I'm
the
not
going to
lie. Even when Stormzy was rapping and he was like, I let the rain fool. I was like, what rain fool? Who's rain? And I was like, oh, fall, fall.
Oh, no.
He said,
like,
oh.
He, yeah, he's a fool. Let the rain fool. And I was like, I
don't know. I'm just a fan. I watched Top Boy. Top Boy,
and I watched,
really
and
good.
I thought I wasn't gonna like Top Boy because of that. But I was like,
is that like
I
the
really
British
got into
Wire
Top Boy. Top Boy is fire.
Yeah. Accent racist,
yeah, huh?
Your accent racist.
No, no, because I love the British accent. But when they try to do the,
it's the tough
it's
part.
The
it's just
yeah,
the tough
that,
part.
That don't,
it's the vibe because, like, look. Atlanta, I mean, there's some
the
niggas
money.
In Atlanta. I don't understand what the fuck
oh, yeah.
they're saying.
It's right?
Definitely,
I definitely
like, don't.
We already say Young Thug sound like a grandma.
Yeah, like I don't understand. Accent completely.
When something sounds funny, it sounds funny. Yeah. You just can't say it don't sound funny.
But at the same time, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It's like when Young Thug dug his thing, like I feel the vibe of it. Like he's melodic.
Yeah, I fuck with Young Thug.
I fuck with Young Thug, but he's melodic as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
it does
British
funny.
Guys, it just doesn't.
Yeah, he's melodic.
It doesn't have that, like,
they hella have
their
melody,
voice.
Though.
They huh? do. They got melody.
They have melody.
They have melody.
I'm
just saying.
I want everyone listening to this, listen to Dave's Psychodrama album, and you could.
I'm going to listen to that.
Send it on IG or tweet me how you feel about it. If you don't like it, you don't like it, but I challenge you just to listen to it.
I'm going to listen to it.
With an open mind.
I'm going to listen to it for the content of it.
And listen to it while you're not doing anything. Listen to what he's saying.
Really sit down and listen to it.
Sit down with it. Great album.
All right, I fuck with.
And his name's Dave. I was just,
yeah. That's
he had
like
me
good,
since then. Honestly,
a good man.
Like, I honestly feel like he's the Donald Glover of the UK.
Okay.
Like he be acting. He's talented. He's okay. only 20. I think he's only like 22.
Oh,
young.
Okay.
Own style. Like he's a beast.
Hold on, that dude. With the all black on was only 20.
No, no, that's Stormzy. The first year.
Yeah, Stormzy about 45.
No,
I'm
Stormzy.
Black.
No,
he
25.
He like 25, 26.
24.
Yeah, he just big. He big.
Yeah.
And they're gigantic.
Well, the Stormzy guy, I don't know how
but
big
I just
Dave
wanted
is.
Y'all to watch that show, The Range. Like, Stormzy
oh, no,
Range, he got an Afropop song.
That was
Introspector
hard. Yeah.
song. He got the Grime song.
That was
like,
Stormzy? Even, but throughout The Range,
talent.
It's just the I was just like, this is
you
good,
got
but
the same voice throughout all that range.
I honestly respect the music and like I like what they were doing.
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about blowing up, if, like, UK, like, if it can translate, I just
it's
don't
already
think,
translated.
It definitely translated.
It has translated a bit, but it's like, can it ever overtake, you know, us?
I'm not
no.
saying
like,
now because it's,
not
it's
now.
Still,
it's
still
probably
young.
Be a long
it's still
time.
Young and it's in translating
right,
and blowing
right,
up
right.
stage. But
those guys are talented.
I would
absolutely.
They seem
the
really talented.
British people are just taking over acting right now.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, they
all the best actors. Are just
they
British.
Got that. Yeah.
I think it's always been like that. You just didn't notice until now. It's
probably,
always
maybe.
Been like that.
Yeah,
I don't know because all the movie stars used to be American movie stars. The blockbuster stars were American.
Like the Will Smiths.
Now it's just like British people just taking over.
Is that just our cinema history though?
Yeah, that's our set. Like
they've never even. Like looked over there until recently.
No, I'm not talking about what they produce. I'm just saying what we get here.
Oh.
Like
oh,
now
oh,
it's all
just,
British actors
saying,
here.
Yeah.
I don't know what they make over
gotcha,
there.
Gotcha.
But I'm talking about like in the it used to be Tom Cruise or,
yeah.
or if you want to go further, Harrison Ford, all these American
yeah.
guys.
No, there's also
now
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
I don't think his accent is American at all.
Yeah, probably
but,
Hollywood,
he was,
classic
but he was
Hollywood
new
too.
In there.
Classic
he was
Hollywood,
new in
yeah.
there.
Classic Hollywood
is,
was like, I don't even think
British.
British people were allowed.
All
that
the best
was
actors
elite.
Are British
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
There's some people that you still don't know British.
Yeah.
Because you haven't watched the interview.
Yeah.
I'm searching for that, though.
Oh,
that's
sure.
always
yeah,
an amazing
sure.
surprise.
What's
like,
the last
Wolverine?
Movie you watched?
Yeah.
Huh? What's the last movie you watched?
Just period?
Yeah, that was like a new movie.
What have I seen recently? I don't know. I'd
Joker. Is Joaquin Phoenix British?
Is he?
No, he's
British.
No. Yeah. He seems like he would be low-key British.
Right,
he'd be having weird interviews.
Have you ever seen We Are the Millers?
Yeah.
You know the kid?
The kid is British.
How, he's
yeah,
British.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
You know
he was
what I'm
in Maze Runner. He was in We Are the Millers.
Yeah.
He's a weird-looking dude.
Yeah, his head
he was
big.
In that movie about one of those movies about cops killing
and
black people.
And also
Detroit.
And also like a deep voice. Like when he went
what?
To talk, when he went to talk the first time,
yeah,
he
yeah,
had
yeah.
deep like
yes, deep British voice.
Yeah, I went for. Like,
did
the
you
fuck?
See Queen and Slim?
No,
you didn't see that. Well, the girl in there is British,
and the dude,
and the dude.
Yep,
and, well, yeah, both
we know he's British.
Right? I feel like there's an uptick.
That was a surprise too, though.
I feel like there's an uptick in black British actors.
Gotcha.
Especially,
yeah, yeah.
Like you see, you know, like you said, Idris,
Snowfall.
Snowfall. Well, yeah, Snowfall.
Dame
you Dame got
Snowfall,
the what's the girl that was in Black Mirror? She's also in Black Panther.
Oh.
You know,
Black Panther's British.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh.
No.
Chadwick? Then played
Chadwick.
Played a little sister.
Not with that hair he got.
No. Who played a little sister?
Huh?
Who played the little
sister?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but a lot of these people that y'all are, they were in Top Boy. a lot of these people were in Top Boy, so I knew. I was like, yeah, she's British.
I guess I should watch Top Boy then.
Top Boy's good. I give you that.
How many seasons deep is it though?
Well, this new season that's on Netflix is technically the third season, but if you've never seen it, you could watch it.
You can start from
Netflix.
That's fine.
The first two seasons are only like six episodes.
It's hard for me to get into shows though. Like I'm on season 17.
Yeah, no. Just start. You start straight from Netflix. Like, it's good too. Yeah, it is good.
It's good.
It's good. All right, y'all. Pat, man, thank you for coming. That's it, man. Plug
yourself.
Let the people know where they can find you. What you got going on?
Man, just follow me, Patrick Cloud, on everything. Make sure you watch All Def. We got new shows coming out. And, just follow my channel separately, too.
Is it about time for another Dormtainment Dad Jokes?
Yes, it should be.
We might need to come into the classroom, man. I kind of want to go into the classroom.
Can I go in the class?
I kind of want to go into the roast. Yeah.
Well, then go.
Get over with the
minute. Y'all ain't trying to go as a group?
Roasting ain't necessarily my strength.
I will let the...
I know my strength.
I know Kev said he wanted to come on. Was it a new show that Kev do? Or were y'all... It's not Great Taste, but it's kind of like Great, where y'all discussing other stuff. I forgot what it's called.
The Squadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
He's on the season two of Room Noise.
And he's on season two. We just had him on season two Room Noise.
Hey, should we say like the topic yet, too. Or should we hold it?
We'll hold it. Right. But it's good. It's all came out good.
Season two dropping.
Like end of March, beginning of April. Yeah. So, all right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.